Once again, so great to be with everyone this morning. We, Jessica shared, today is the first Sunday of the month, and a couple years back we decided to have this family Sunday, and a lot of churches do something very similar. Well, they'll take typically a Sunday during the month and have children, youth, adults all together. And so we've been doing that. I think during COVID and as we're coming out of it, I think a little bit of our original vision for the family service got a little bit diluted in the midst of all the challenges and fires we're trying to put out. And we recently, during our staff meeting, took some time to really reevaluate it and give some ideas. And we really want to live into the idea of why we started this family service in the beginning, which was to have an engaging time from children to our oldest adults in one service, not just do kind of an adult service and then tack on a kid's sermon. No disrespect to Theo or Todd or those that have done a wonderful job with that. And so as we head into the summer and over the next several months, we are really going to try to stick with that original vision. So that means the message time will be a little bit more compact. I'll use that word to give us a little bit more room. And we thought, I think it'll be very important and helpful to try to address topics that are a little bit more practical and where our little ones can also be engaged in it as well. It doesn't mean we won't have a children's message now and then, but we really want this to be a valuable time and not just an adult service where we just kind of pretend that the kids are here, they're engaged all the time, and I know that parents would appreciate us, especially with the message time, not to go super long, but our kids have been amazing, and I just want to give kudos to them and to all of our, especially younger parents that have stuck with us. So what we're going to do is, many of you are familiar with one of our resources, Right Now Media, that we have a subscription to, and if you are newer to Trinity and do not know about it, it is a subscription that gives you access, kind of like a Christian Netflix in a way, where you have access to every imaginable topic and Bible study and video resources, teaching that you can access for free because our church, because of your generosity, are able to offer that subscription back to you all. And so we are going to be talking over the next several Family Sundays. So once again, this is not shifting away from what we've been doing in 1 John, but on the first Sunday of every month, we're going to take time to kind of walk our way through a series that I have been pretty captivated by called A Grace-Filled Home. And I'll preview a little bit about one of those topics. But I wanted to begin our time in Matthew 18 because I think this will really be the foundation for our family services between now and the fall. And we got to look at the Word of God when we're together. So here we go, Matthew 18, starting verse 21. For some of us, a familiar passage, one that we can memorize, we can recite, but often very challenging to live out. And I struggle every day with this, and so do you. And so here we go. Then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when the same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me, and I will pay you. He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debts. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to the master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in his anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. And so this series that we will be following in right now media called Grace Filled Home will look at our family lives from the outside in. And as I reflected on this past week and thought what a passage would be very pertinent, relevant, and important for us to kick off our monthly family worship services and series over the next couple of weeks. And this passage was one of the first ones that came to my mind. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time this morning taking us through this, although this would be an amazing passage to study through that we can earmark for the future. But very simply, here's a man who was forgiven and experienced forgiveness. He was experienced in a kind of grace that so impacted and transformed him. And yet, when he looked at someone who was in debt, who owed him money, he instantly had grace amnesia and said, "You better pay me every last penny." And then it was reported to the one, the master, original one, and out of a righteous indignation and anger, he was put in prison. This often is used on the surface level to be reminded for all of us the importance of forgiving our brother or sister, and rightly so. But I think when we extend this truth and this teaching that Matthew shares with us, especially as Peter himself approached Jesus, ultimately, how does one do this? We experience this kind of grace giving when we receive grace, undeserved grace ourselves from our Heavenly Father. And over again, as we begin to think about our family relationships with spouses, with our kids, and a few other things I'll share with you in just a moment, this is where it goes back down to. When we have spiritual amnesia, grace amnesia, and we are full of anger and rage and feeling slighted, and especially within the privacy of our homes where no one else is watching, it's just us, your loved ones, whoever they may be, under your roof or your extended family, and often they see our true colors. They see the best of us, but they see the worst of us as well. And for children of the light, children of the King, this should not be. And the number one reason why we struggle in our homes is for those that do know the Savior, we have amnesia, grace amnesia, forgetting what we have been forgiven by the Father through Jesus. And when we are sinned against, when we are wronged, when we are upset, when we feel slighted, we instantly forget what God has done for us in Jesus, and we treat others with that forgetfulness, with that grace amnesia. But over and over again, could you imagine if this reality was fresh every morning and you wake up, thank God for his grace in my life, despite not deserving it, not earning it, not being worthy of it, he has poured it on me. And because of that, I can live another day in freedom and joy and life and opportunity. Imagine if every day that was your reaction. Because if that really was, then when people challenge you, hurt you, you can, out of what you've experienced from the Heavenly Father, treat others likewise. But we don't. And that really is the core behind why we struggle so much at home with our families. And so we will go back to this passage several times, but we will take that vision and understanding and follow this series, A Grace-Filled Home. So if you do not have a Right Now Media account, please, you can get it for free through our church. You can access that, go on our website, send an email to us. We will get that to you. And especially for those that are home watching live stream or later on, you can also get a free account through our church and you can follow along as well. To have a home that is happy and thriving, you absolutely need the grace of God. And families will often bring the very best of us and also the very worst. They see it all, do they not? The good, the bad, the what? The ugly, exactly. And so grace is so needed, and ultimately it goes back to our passage of the grace that we have received and what we have been forgiven of because of Jesus. And when we can remember that and live in that reality, we will treat others in that way. And that is really the secret and the key to a fulfilling, joyful family. If we do allow grace to be poured upon our families, our homes will flourish. They will flourish. But often our pride, our selfishness, our need to always be first or be right or correct or win that argument is often what gets in the way of families really moving together to experience the joy and the flourishing that God so wants for us to experience more than you, more than your parent. More than a grandparent, it's God the Father that wants our families to be joy-filled. And so keep that in mind. And so, as I promised, we will keep these messages a little bit shorter on Family Sunday. So here we go to get ready to land the plane. Yes. Tim Kimmel's the one that we're going to be following along. It doesn't necessarily mean we're going to watch videos every Sunday during Family Sundays, but I will loosely follow some of his proposed topics. And this what, in preparation for today, this what really caught me, and we'll look back at this. He says this, a grace-filled marriage is simply treating your spouse the way God treats his spouse. Grace-filled parenting is simply treating your kids the way God treats you. When we let his grace be the default mode in our relationships, that love is gonna be solid and strong. Simply treating others, especially those that we care about the most and say that we love the most, but often end up hurting the most, which is so sad and tragic and not what it's supposed to be like. It's treating those that we are surrounded with as God treats you and I. That is the key. And that's what we're going to be looking at over the next several weeks on these Family Sundays. Does that sound okay? Is anyone interested in how to do that a little bit better? Yes. And so these are some of the topics that really caught my eye. Grace in marriage, grace in families, grace in parenting, and I love this, grace in single parenting, And grace and grandparenting, I don't know anything about that, but I'm excited to learn with you and from you about the critical role of grandparents and how that impacts the next generation. And so this is some of the things with God's grace and help and working with our staff and with Pastor Theo, we will attempt to have a very practical and at the same time biblically based time to look at it, to think through and envision how we can have grace-filled homes. And so I don't know about you, but boy, what would it be like if we really treated people the way that because of Jesus, God treats you and I every day? The patience, giving the benefit of the doubt, the forgiveness, and serving. Model after the one who pictured for us true love with the towel and the basin full of water, washing the feet of the disciples that were absolutely filthy. And we end up always back at the cross. And so this is a kind of recasting of our vision for family services. And we'll definitely make it also pretty fun for the kiddos as well. And the littles that are in here, we'll do our best. I know today was a little bit dry and I just tried to sum it up, but we feel good about this. And we want, if we're gonna do this family service once a month, to make it very practical, very biblical, very engaging, and something that will be helpful for all of us as we have this unique opportunity to be with our children, our grandchildren, our adults together in one service. And so with that, let's pray and ask for the Lord's blessing. I know some of our families are struggling through many difficult challenges, and I just wanna invite God into this space for you to, even in just a few moments, lift up that one or two heavy weights that are on your heart. You know what they are. I don't know what they are, but you know what they are. And more importantly, the Heavenly Father knows what they are. Maybe it's been months that you have had the courage or the space to lift it up, but I'm just gonna give just a moment of silence, and that one or two things that so weigh on your heart, that cause such anxiety, would you lift that up to the Lord in prayer and know that our Abba Father hears you and loves you and wants so much to answer that request and share that burden and point you to our grace-giving Jesus. So I'm just going to give a moment. What is that heavy rock that you are caring for your loved ones? Would you, by faith, quietly pray that to the Lord? And I'll close us out as we prepare for the Lord's Supper together. Just another moment. What is that heavy rock that you are carrying of anxiety regarding your loved ones? Would you lift that by faith to the Lord in prayer? A relationship with a child, a grandchild, an illness you're battling, financial problems, uncertainty of the future, whatever it may be. Just another moment. We'll pray. Jesus, sometimes the silence and the pauses that we just had are a little uncomfortable and sometimes even scary. We love busyness and activity because it often is a bandage and masks the deeper needs and wounds of our heart and life. Lord, every family represented in this room and watching at home via live stream have very heavy rocks that they are carrying and don't know what to do. We have lifted them up individually and collectively as a church family in these few moments this morning. And we pray that whatever that they may be, that we will look to the one and find a compassionate Father who embraces us and desires to share that burden and work out an answer according to his rich and glorious knowledge, wisdom, and plans that sometimes just doesn't make sense. But in that surrender and posture of knowing that you do love us more than we can even begin to imagine, we put those cares and those anxieties and those huge heavy weights, those rocks, to you, Lord. We pray over the next several months as a church family, and especially during this time once a month that we gather together with our little ones, our youth, our adults, would you speak to us and instruct us from your word? May we find encouragement of how we can daily be reminded of the immensity of the grace that has been given to us in Jesus Christ and is available every day. May we begin to treat others around us, especially our loved ones, in the ways in which you model for us how you treat us every day with your love, patience, and grace. And so bless those services, bless our families. Thank you for hearing our prayers this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.